When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Cleveland. This is Alex Hoffman from the Too Much Effing Perspective podcast, and welcome to Quick Taps, short episodes with short stories for short attention spans. Our theme today is Mamas and the Papas, Spinal Tap moments that involved other people's parents. Our first story comes from Emmy-nominated writer from The Daily Show, Josh Johnson, whose stand-up special, Up Here Killing Myself, came out earlier this year on Peacock. In this story, Josh tells us about the time he watched another comedian nearly get mommified during his set.
This guy went up. He had never done stand-up before. He got there super early, maybe like 2 hours early, and even had a few drinks, I guess, to give himself courage. And so he wasn't slurring. He wasn't like ridiculously drunk, but he wasn't great. He was a little off. So when his jokes aren't working, he just kind of starts roasting people in the audience, which is working. It wasn't really that mean or anything. It was just like obvious observations of just what people looked like or what they were wearing or something. And so this is all happening really quickly because he only has about 6 to 8 minutes to go up. He finally gets to this lady in the middle of the audience and just starts going in on her hard. Everything he's saying is insane. She has a couple of laughs at the first, like, two cracks she laughs. And then she just starts to get real serious. And he was like, and your hair. And just, like, everything about her top to bottom. And then finally, she heckles him. Because now he's been on her for, like, maybe 2 full minutes, which doesn't seem like a long time, but when you're insulting somebody, it's forever. And she was like, watch your mouth. Don't forget who your ride is. And we all just sort of stopped and stared because it turned out to be his mom. And so we were like, it's your first time going up. Why would you roast your mom? That's gonna be a quiet ride home. That's crazy.
Our next story comes from Cole, Cameron Green, and Kristen Slip of the band Meadows, whose album Light Moves Around You was released in 2023. Cole and Kristen tell us about the time they went to buy a keyboard, but nearly bought the farm instead.
So we were using a very specific small Casio keyboard. It was crucial to the set. It, being old and small, broke easily. And so we're on the road, it broke. And we're like, nobody's gonna be able to fix this. Let's get on Craigslist and see if we can find one. Sure enough, we found somebody, a small keyboard enthusiast, and had 9 small keyboards that he was trying to get rid of for like $150. And so, you know, we connected with the guy and we're like, okay, we'll meet you at your place tomorrow morning.
We're in a van with a trailer, 6 of us, yeah, shabby looking folks. But we pull up and it's this big colonial looking house. And I was like, the person who lives here collects weird toy keyboards from the 80s. Like, that's funny. We're like, maybe just a couple of us should go in. But then we're like, one person stay behind. So 5 of the 6 of us march up the steps.
And we're met by this
teenager.
He's a teenager.
He's a teenager.
And he,
definitely,
you know, we look like creative musicians. And he is psyched. This is my people. They want small, esoteric keyboards, some of which are circuit bent. And so he's like, oh, come in. He shows us the keyboards, and then we see that also he's got a bunch of other keyboards strewn around. He's like, telling us about what he's done to all the keyboards, and we're playing them.
And we're just kind of hanging out.
The most polite one of us,
Christopher,
he's like, "Hey, man, do you mind if I use your bathroom?" And the boy was like, "Yeah, sure, no problem. It's upstairs." So he goes upstairs, he goes into the first bathroom he finds, and as he comes out,
we can see like him up on the landing.
And this woman comes out of the door next to him, and she's wearing a two-piece bright pink satin skirt and almost tube toppy thing.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember this part.
I remember this.
What I remember was a blood curdling scream. What the fuck are you doing? Like, how the fuck are you? Would just like scream. And so we looked at the kid, and his face went ashen. Christopher races down the stairs, like freaked out.
And he's also just like so scared. He was like, "Oh my God, what have I done? What have I done?" And
well,
then
he was like, I'm so sorry.
This man comes out of the kitchen and he's like, "What the fuck is going
on? Big man.
You think you can come around here and steal from us? What are you doing?"
Immediately, the kid went from our friend to, "What are you guys doing?" Like, okay, so these were his parents, we assume? The kid starts acting like we are trespassing. Instead of being like, "Mom and Dad, I'm selling these people some keyboards," he was like, "You guys gotta get out of here." We needed the keyboards, but we hadn't paid him or anything yet.
So one of us just takes out the money. He said, "Here, man." We grab the keyboard and we run out.
Run.
Because these people were scary and cracked, potentially.
Something
cracked.
Was off.
So then there's like five of us running on this icy driveway with like small pink
We're all carrying like two keyboards apiece. Like.
And yelling at Alec to start the fucking car. Just, and we got out of there.
Yeah, we left.
And never. All of those keyboards were super dope.
Yeah.
And our final story comes from Rolling Stone's 1994 Songwriter of the Year, Freddie Johnston, who recently released an album on Bar None Records entitled Back on the Road to You. Freddie tells us about the time someone else's mom helped him get his guitars back.
When I was just starting out in Hoboken, I was living in a ground floor apartment. But I came home one morning, I was staying with my girlfriend's, and my door was open. And I had five guitars, four guitars and a bass, and that's all that was gone. I had a stereo, you know, and other stuff. The Hoboken police came, and they're like, "You know, good luck on this. These things are probably, they're probably gone, you know, forget about it." So I ran into a friend of mine, Mike said, like, "Freddie, just make a flyer with photos of those guitars. Give it a number for an anonymous tip and see what happens." I got a call. "Hello, are you the guy whose guitars were stolen?" I'm like, "Yes." "I know who has them. It's Danny at Vito's Deli. Click." And so I called the detectives. And they're like, "Oh." Now, names have been changed to protect the mentally compromised. But anyway, Danny was known to the police. So they go to the deli, like, "Yeah, give me a eggplant parmesan. And you got your guitars, Danny?" And he's like, "No, no." They're like, "Okay, you sure?" So, yeah. So what they did, they went over to see Danny's mother. And they knew that this was going to result in me being unable to press charges, but they were going to get my stuff. They sat there and they told Danny's mother what happened. And he came home and saw the cops sitting there. And she said, "You got something to tell me?" And he burst into tears. He was like 18. Burst into tears, walked into his bedroom, and brought out four of my five guitars. And it was a beautiful thing to hear that. Because they were like, That kid's going to get more punishment than we could give him.
Wow. I wonder if that guy's mom grounded him for 3 to 5 years without the possibility of parole. Thanks for listening to today's Quick Tap. Please follow us on Instagram and rate and review the TMEP show on Apple Podcasts. Tune in next week when my co-host Alan Keller and I return for more Spinal Tap moments on Too Much Effing Perspective.
Although it would be as great as having armadillos in our trousers, this podcast is not affiliated with This Is Spinal Tap, and no person or entity connected with the film has sponsored or endorsed its content. This podcast is not affiliated, sponsored, or licensed by Authorized Spinal Tap LLC or Century of Progress Productions.
Too Much Effing Perspective is a Milwaukee Talkies original.
Hey there, I am Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and I've got a podcast called Drinks with Johnny you're going to want to check out. I sit down with a bunch of different people from all different walks of life, from professional wrestlers to actors, comedians, fighters, musicians, everything in between. I'm just looking to make some friends and have a good time doing it. So if that sounds like something you're into, go check out Drinks with Johnny, streaming everywhere now.
Evergreen Podcast Network.